This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The suspect in a 2015 attack on a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood will be forcibly medicated in an effort to bring his case to trial. Robert Deere has been found mentally incompetent multiple times. Prison psychologists have argued medication could make it possible for him to participate in his case. Today, a judge ordered him to start treatment. Deere is accused of killing three people and injuring others. GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Dea says the governors of Texas and Florida are bringing needed visibility to the situation at the border by flying migrants to cities in Democratic states. Interviewed on CBS's Meet the Press Sunday, O'Dea blamed a lack of security on the U.S.-Mexico border for the rise in drug deaths in Colorado.
We've got fentanyl killing our kids. People call what he did cruel. You know what's cruel? Is ignoring this issue. Democrats are ignoring it, doing nothing.
The migrants being transported by Republican governors have not been accused of drug trafficking. But O'Dea said if elected, he would support a bill that tightens border security and gives younger undocumented immigrants a chance for citizenship. His opponent, Democrat Michael Bennett, has previously worked on bipartisan immigration reform. Next year's rivalry game between the Air Force and Army football teams will be played at Empower Field in Denver, where the Broncos play. That's because the Air Force Academy Stadium will be renovated. This year's game is in Texas on November 5th. This is CPR News.